850-437-1620. I'm Meg with you this morning, and we're very excited to have our friends here this morning from, I hope I pronounced this correctly, Veris Health.
Hey, you did it.
Veris Health Partners?
Yeah, most people say like Versus or what's the other one?
Yeah, Veris is good. Yeah.
Veris. And so it's Keith and Pam Giles. Y'all are the owners of this company.
Yes.
So I had a chance to just kind of look things up a little bit because I was very curious about what you do. And I liked the meaning of Veris. That got me right away. Tell us the meaning of that.
Oh, great. I love it. It's in Latin. It's called...
Genuine, true,
proper, and right.
Thank you. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I thought, wow, that's really, that already has me interested in who you are and what you do. So tell me a little bit about that, too.
Okay, well, we're a veteran-owned company. We have two different areas of Florida. One's on the East Coast, which is over there in Melbourne. And then we're here. So, matter of fact, I'm going back,
this week.
This week, back over there to take up some clients and stuff like that. So... we're in the Medicare space, we're in the group space, we're in the individual coverage space for individuals and stuff. And we try to adhere to Veris, you know?
Right.
We're going to give you the whole story.
And that's not always the case, not in the insurance industry. Sometimes.
Yes, it's you're going to get me sidetracked here, but there's some tricks you need to know when you're dealing in the health insurance.
Well, and I know that personally, this is a very busy time. This is the Medicare enrollment time, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So there's a lot. It's very confusing. Part A, B, C, all these different things.
Ah, you're well educated.
Well, I hate to admit it, but I went through a period where I was getting all the mailers and all the information, and it's really hard to decipher what is good for you, what's not, what works, what doesn't. And then they kind of say, if you don't do this, then you'll never be able to do it. You get these ultimatums a little bit. So,
yes.
And you had mentioned to me about the 21 days into AEP.
Yes.
The annual enrollment period.
Period, okay.
I do want to add on to that when you were talking about all the A, B, C, D, whatever. One of the things, besides trying to be genuine, true, proper, and right, we are researchers, educators, and advocates for clients, and especially in that Medicare space, there's a lot of research and education that has to take place, and we spend a lot of our time doing that, especially this time of year.
True, true.
Yes.
So if someone like me comes to you and says, okay, it's my time, where do I even start? How do you help someone begin that process?
Well, there's a number of ways. You can actually set up an appointment with Pam. I try to stay away from Medicare, but I can do it.
Wise man.
Because I'm now, I handle the groups and I do the individuals. So that you have somebody coming into the office ready to get on Medicare, and they're like, okay, I'm dropping my employer plan, but my spouse still needs something. So that's where I come in. I fill that gap there.
That's great. Yeah. That's really important.
Yeah, if someone first comes in, well, first you kind of find out where you're at. Are you turning 65?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, no, I've been on my employer plan and I'm retiring. Well, okay, so let's start there. So you got to kind of find out where they're at and where to move forward. We always, at some point in time, when they're getting ready, either coming off the employer plan or turning 65, we see where they're at. And then we kind of explain what Medicare is, and then how do you fill the gaps of Medicare? Because it doesn't cover everything. And a lot of people sometimes think, oh, yeah, I'm going to get off the employer plan and Medicare is going to take everything. No, that is not what happens. So
no.
That's kind of how we decipher where we're going to start with somebody. We kind of see where they're at, what they're moving to, and we go from there.
Yeah, you know, Pam, and that's we're seeing a lot of that now, a lot of people retiring and coming off their plan and saying, okay, I've got to get my spouse covered.
Yes.
You know? And I'm working on, two or three now?
People,
yes. On the individual side, that's, you know, they're not 65 yet. The spouse is not 65. What do I do? So, yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's an interesting, I never thought about that. That's an interesting dilemma to have.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll have the spouse that is 65, maybe they've been on the employer plan, they may be 67, 68 or whatever, and their other spouse, you know, their spouse, may not be 65 yet. So now you got to worry on the Medicare side when you come off the employer plan. And then you got to, okay, now let's take a look at you because you're not 65 yet. Let's see what we're going to do for you on the individual side of the house once you lose that employer plan.
So yeah, and I think that I just finished up one, and she was going to get, the spouse was going to, essentially we're going to pay about $1,500 a month.
That's
the employer plan and a COBRA. So I did some research, and I was like, you know what? You're healthy. You can do what we do is we match people up with medical cost sharing. And that, instead of paying $1,500 a month, they're going to pay under, I think it was like $450 a month.
That's a much better price.
Yeah.
That's a much better price.
So it was like a no-brainer, you know?
Yes.
So and Keith, she was healthy. She.
Can you explain a little bit about whether or not to go on COBRA and what you do that's different? What's the difference if you go on COBRA or not?
Okay, so employer plans have this. Once you, especially if they're your large groups, you've got to provide COBRA on the back end once they leave. They have the options to do it. Now, here's a trick. This is good. So I should be very careful about saying this. I'll just tell you. 60 days, you can make a decision whether or not you're going to pick up COBRA. COBRA, basically what happens with that is you are now the payer of that premium. So there's no help from the employer, but it's, you know, it's the same plan. So you're essentially paying an employer to get your plan, stay on the plan. You have up to 18 months on that. So I use that as a baseline. Okay, let's see if we can get something cheaper for you. And that's kind of where I work. And I try to match up something. And if they're healthy, they have a lot more options than they do.
That's great to know, because when you do come off of your own health plan, and especially an employer-paid health plan, it's scary because you really don't know that there are other options out there and how to go about that, especially if you've been on that your whole career.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, I know there's so many different aspects of Medicare. So one of the things I know that you specialize in, too, are prescriptions and prescription plans, because that's not always included, correct?
That's correct. So if we go on, when we were talking about what Medicare covers and doesn't cover, original Medicare in itself is what we call Part A, which is hospital, and Part B, which is medical. Drugs are not included in that original Medicare or fee-for-service Medicare. So when you leave an employer plan, or when you just turn 65, whether or not you're on an employer plan or on the marketplace, if you get just your Medicare card, you do not have prescription drug coverage. So you can pick up what we call a standalone drug plan, and you can keep just original Medicare and have a standalone drug plan. But in original Medicare, as it is, okay, there is a hospital deductible, and for the Part B medical side of the house, where you pay 20%, and Medicare pays 80%, that 20% is what we call uncapped. So 20% of 100, of 1,000, 10,000, that's a lot. So when we were talking about research and such as that, we take a look at what your prescriptions are, and that's where research comes in, and see how we can help you pick up a drug plan and possibly a Medicare supplement to fill the gaps in Medicare, or go to that Medicare Advantage side, which is called Part C.
Very good. This morning, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Our guest this morning on Pep Talk, Veris Health Partners. We have Keith and Pam Giles here. If you have questions for them, you can text those questions into us at 850-437-1620.
All right. Sounds good.
Excellent. Yeah. Please call, or please text us, or call the radio station. And we'll be glad to answer any of your questions. If we don't have it, we will find it for you, and we'll get you the right information you need. So that's one of the beautiful things. We like to share, but we also ask our clients to share with us, because a lot of times we learn from our clients, hey, this medication, I can get it cheaper here than if I go over there. And so we love to spread that information out, or, hey, okay, I don't know how if I'm going to get in trouble for this. This doctor was awesome. We do use a lot. We're almost like a, you know, 5-star rating. Okay, which doctor you use? You know, because there's people who come in here and I don't know the particular doctors they want. So I said, what are you more comfortable with? And so we try to line them up with doctors and stuff.
Well, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
That's very helpful.
If you already have doctors, and I guess it'll just bring us kind of full circle, we are in AEP, the annual enrollment period.
Yes.
And it does end December 7th. So some of the things that Keith's talking about, we've been talking about, now's the time to take a look at your prescription drugs. I did want to share a little bit as a reminder. When you're taking medications, they are tiered from 1 to 5, and in some plans a 6, and 1 and 2s are your generics, 3s and 4s are your brand names, 5s are your specialty. 3 and higher are often where you're going to pay more for your medications. So that's where we do a lot of research to find out what's a good fit for you based on doctors, like he said, if you're using specific doctors, and based on medications. And a reminder, when you come off an employer plan, oftentimes, Medicare is sticker shock. So that's a big part of that transition for you. But one of the biggest change this year for 2024, or I'm sorry, going into 2025, is that $2,000 max cost for medications. Okay? Great news. However, as a reminder, in AAP, we're finding, wow, they made a lot of structural changes within Medicare plans for carriers to make up that cost. 2024, $8,000 is what you could pay up to in medications before we go into what you call catastrophic coverage and you pay zero for them. So that's a big change, $6,000 difference.
That's huge.
One of the problems that we had when we were on the old way is that people just stopped taking medications.
Well, there was a gap period at some point. When you're about halfway through the year, all of a sudden you're paying a lot more than you initially.
2025, the gap is gone.
Yeah, okay. so that's great news.
Wow, that's great news.
Yeah. It is great news, but it's also has changed prescription drug plan designs. We have a reduced number of plans available. This is just drug plans. We have combined plans. A carrier might have went from 3 choices to 1 choice, and premiums went up. Deductibles have gone up. Yeah. So, and tier structure, I just kind of reviewed tier structure a little bit ago, has changed. So those are the things we're seeing this year that we're like, okay, you got choice A or choice B. Do you want the high deductible with a low premium, and you're paying hundreds of dollars up front because you still got to make that $590 deductible? Or do you want a high premium, no deductible, and you pay that high premium all year long? You still hit your $2,000, but you still got to pay the high premium all year long. So you want, which is you weigh and decide what you want. So that's one of the biggest challenges we've found as far as those standalone drug plans. The Medicare Advantage side of the house, some benefits have gone away. We've talked to a few people. A great benefit many plans have offered is what we call over-the-counter credit. You get money to get cold, flu, cough, medicine, first aid, you know, vitamins, supplements. Some plans have did away with little things like that. Some plans have added a deductible. This is your Medicare Advantage for medical side as well as the drug side. So you got to know what your plan is and what the changes are. Max out of pockets have raised significantly.
We have a text question here. Okay. Someone says that I'm going to be turning 65 next September. So when should I start the enrollment process?
Well, first off, she gets extra credit because she's born in September. And Pam and I are both born in September.
Yes. I would say definitely probably around springtime, because what you're going to want to do is we do what we call ABCs of Medicare, that's kind of like our first meeting. We tell you all about Medicare. So I would say early spring, because if you're going right into Medicare in September, let's see, August, July, June, you could actually enroll in your Medicare. So by spring, you want to be finding out what your options are, so that by time you are ready to enroll, which would be within 90 days before you turn 65, you can actually enroll in your plan, but it won't start till the first of the month. And I'll be a reminder too, if you're born the first of the month, your Medicare starts the prior month. So if you're born 1 September, your Medicare would actually start 1 August. Okay. If you're born 30 September, your Medicare will start 1 September. So anyway, you just want to start pre-planning probably around that spring time frame, because we do the ABCs. We explain to you what's out there, what the options are. We look at doctors. We look at medications to just start getting the ball rolling and putting the thoughts out there, so that by time that 90-day window rolls around, you'll be ready to go.
Hey, early, Pam, early. I got to remind you, this is the one that usually gets me. What's I forget that? To talk about it. It's the 60-day HSA.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Don't forget that.
Yes, if you're on an employer plan and you're on what they call a health savings account, okay, you have to actually stop contributing to that. It's a health savings, not flex savings, health savings account. That's the type of plan that you're on, health plan that you're on. 6 months before you get your Medicare, you have to stop contributions to that, which means you don't want any part of your Medicare, not A or B. Because many, many times if you're on the employer plan and you're going to stay on there for a few years, we recommend getting Part A. But if you're on an HSA, you don't want to get any part of your Medicare until you're ready to go into your Medicare itself, and you got to stop contribution.
We were talking earlier too about the prescription drug plan. So someone just texted in that they are taking Ozempic for weight loss, and they wanted to know, is that covered? Is that something that's in a particular tier? How does that work?
Typically, that particular med is still very expensive. They're usually in higher tiers. In most plans, I gave you those two samples. One of them, you're going to pay the $590 deductible. The other one, you're going to pay the high premium and no deductible. We do try to look at other strategies and possibilities for those types of medications. I'm going to also just put another note, which we don't have finalized yet. 2026, as those negotiated prices are supposed to be, so for some of those expensive meds. But Ozempic, it just totally depends. We have to look at plans to see where that would fit for you.
It's very expensive medication.
Yes, yes.
Very expensive. So we have another question that's come in from someone that's looks like a federal employee. And let me see if I can read this clearly. Who has, he's now approaching 65. He's a federal retired employee. We applied for no survivor benefits when I retired, but instead took out an insurance policy on me to take care of my wife. With federal sponsored insurance at this time, can I go to Medicare with supplemental, etc., and my wife retain the federal employee insurance, or does she now have the insurance and is not a covered if I go to Medicare? This is so the question is, do I stay with Blue Cross Blue Shield when I turn 65? So it's a little bit complicated, but perhaps you can help.
You have a lot of scenarios here. So the one is, yes, you could stay on the employer plan Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan. You could also go off and look for another option for her, but basically that's going to take some sit-down time with us.
What's a good way for this person to reach you? It sounds like this needs to be a one-on-one conversation to really look at all the pros and cons of all the different options.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
850-710-7196.
There may be a scenario where you can suspend the federal employee health benefits in there that may work in this. So there's different little roads you can go down to do something.
Well, that's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you are so valuable, because if we didn't have people like you that could interpret this, because it really is complicated. And now I wasn't even aware of all the changes that you just discussed. And those are profound changes. Mm-hmm. It's going to make a big difference in people's pocketbooks.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
We've been working around financial planners, and they've kind of gotten our heads a lot. So the first thing I'm doing is I want to save you money so you can keep your money and do what you want with it. And so we're always looking for the best options for you.
So really, with the deadline being December 7th, that's going to sneak up pretty quickly here in terms of making decisions. So if someone's starting that process, and I say I came to you, and how long does it typically take to sit down and figure all this out?
Well, what we try to do in advance is get as much information as we can so we can do some pre-research. But typically, it just depends where you're at. If you're starting from scratch, we got to start from scratch as well. But I would say anywhere, depending where you're at, and especially if you're a couple, you got to look at both avenues. But usually hour and a half or so to get things started. A lot of times it's going to be more than one visit, because the first visit is you get dumped on and in researched, and you walk away with, wow, that's a lot of information. But that's what the first visit's for. That's the longest visit. That's the one to just dive in. And then we fine tune it after that. And then the time frame is a little bit shorter after that.
Because there's paperwork to fill out too, right?
Yes. Yeah. That becomes the easy part once you've done all the research in advance. Right. So, okay, well, we can get you enrolled in, you know, half an hour.
And there's a scenario where I think you could suspend that, the federal plan.
And
yeah. So I need to look into that a little bit more. So that's a good question, I think.
Yeah. Our phone number once again is 850-710-7196. And we'd be more than happy to set up a meeting and just go over everything.
Well, it's really a great service that you provide, being able to counsel people on their Medicare. Some of the other services, that's not all that you do, though. So can you mention, we've got a couple minutes left here, some of the other things that you do offer?
Yeah, so the like I said, I'm the one who handles the group sides, and I also handle the ones on individuals that, you know, spouses and stuff, or somebody just comes in, moves in here from California or some other place, and it's like, oh, I lost my coverage, what do I do? So we look for options on that. A lot of times they're just coming off their employer, retiring over here, and they're not 65 yet. So we find them either individual. We either go through the marketplace, medical cost sharing, short term, and we just try to load them up and keep it down.
Is there a fee for someone to come in and see you?
I work for foods.
So if I bring brownies, we're good?
Brownies would be good. Sushi's good. What else do I like?
Like just about anything. a consult fee. There's not a consult fee.
No.
Right? Yeah.
But I will warn you that if Pam's going to talk to you about Medicare and I'm talking to you about Medicare, I give the 15-minute version. Pam is a school teacher, Air Force. It'll be an hour plus. So, but you'll know everything you need to know when you talk to her.
That's terrific. So once again, where are you located, in your website, and a number to call in case people hearing something today that they could call you and talk to you about, especially now that we're in the enrollment period.
Yeah, 850 South Palafox, Suite 103 right in Pensacola is where our Pensacola office is. Our phone number, 850-710-7196.
Correct.
And Verus, VERUSHP, like VerusHealthPartners.com.
So we've been talking this morning with Keith and Pam Giles with Verus Health Partners. You two are offering a very valuable service to the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank all our clients out there.
Absolutely.
All you people. Just spread the word, everybody who's listening.
Thank you both for being here this morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.